Secret Path Week was marked this afternoon with emotional speeches, reflection and Indigenous drumming at Barrie's Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH. And with the formal celebration of the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Legacy Space at RVH comes a safe spot to pause and reflect on Indigenous history and reconciliation. It is my hope that this continues. We need to do better and we can do better, said Jemaine Elliott, co-chair of the Indigenous Health Circle. This launch is an important step toward truth and reconciliation, said Roberta Manitowabi Root, Indigenous patient navigator at RVH's Cancer Care Center. The legacy space, which will be moved throughout RVH, aims to build cultural understanding and create a path toward reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. The goal is to improve the lives of Indigenous people by building awareness, education and connections between all Canadians. Secret Path Week recognizes the passing of Wenjack and Downie. Cheney's death is not old news, it is today's news, said Roxanne Shank of the Barrie South Simcoe Métis Council. Had he lived, he would be 67. Cheney Wenjack was an Anishinaabe boy who, in 1963 at age 9, was sent to Cecilia Jeffrey Indian Residential School in Kenora, Ont. In 1966, at age 12, Cheney ran away from the school, attempting to reunite with his family, 600 kilometers away in Ogoki Post in Martins Falls Reserve, in northern Ontario. Cheney's body was found beside railway tracks on October 22, 1966, a week after he fled. He died of starvation and exposure. Friday is 55 years since Cheney died, said Manitowabi Root. The legacy space consists of a large photo poster, essentially Downie and Wenjack, and there will also be literature, books and handouts once the pandemic eases. The photo poster in the legacy space tells Wenjack's story. The addition of this legacy space inside the hospital expands upon their deep commitment to reconciliation and their important work in serving Indigenous people in Barrie, one of the largest Indigenous populations in Ontario, said Sarah Midenick of the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. It is an initiative that honors truth and reconciliation, said Janice Scott, RVH president and CEO. The Legacy Space Program has never been more important than it is today. RVH is the first public healthcare setting in Canada to take part in this initiative. This is a start and there's more to come, said Dr. Matthew Falwell, RVH's chief of oncology, who championed the legacy space. In late 2019, he contacted the Downie Wenjack Fund, asking to be part of the program. He met with RVH's Patient Family Advisory Council, with the Diversity and Inclusion Committee, which is part of the representation for Indigenous groups in the hospital. But COVID-19 hit and everything was put on hold until midsummer 2020. When the process began again, including meeting with the North Simcoe Muskoka Indigenous Health Circle and senior leadership at RVH. Approval came from the Downie Wenjack Fund last December. It asked for $25,000 during a five-year period. Falwell said his family and several other physicians that he knew were supportive raised all of the money. Downie was the lead singer, lyricist and collaborative songwriter with Canadian iconic rock and roll band The Tragically Hip. He died at age 53 in October 2017 from an aggressive, incurable form of brain cancer, disclosed after a seizure in December 2015. Between these dates, the Hip played a final Canadian concert tour in the summer of 2016 and Downie pushed Indigenous causes to the forefront, even imploring Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to make them a priority. He also produced The Secret Path from Wenjack's story, as an animated film, a music album and Jeff Lemire's graphic novel. Downie was honored for his work on Indigenous causes by the Assembly of First Nations Special Chiefs. For more information, visit downiewenjack.ca.